The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside, except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother, and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Adam and Eve traded wisdom with the knowledge of good and evil by eating the forbidden fruit, they immediately discovered that they were naked. So they hid themselves from God. They hid themselves from each other. And they started to blame one another. "It was the serpent. The serpent did it. It was the woman." And at that moment, intimacy and close relationships were lost. And they were cast out of the garden. Many, many years later, a guy wrote the Book of Wisdom, and he said, "You know, we can get it back. We can get it back what they lost. We can go from the knowledge of good and evil back to wisdom." When I was 6 years old, I was in the emergency room with my mother, and I was getting stitches on my face from a dog bite. And when the doctor was done, I was in pain, and my mother opened up her pocketbook and gave me an orange lollipop. I will never forget that lollipop. And here's the reason why. I went from horrible pain to delicious happiness instantly because of that lollipop. My point is this. Life can be hard. Life can be those stitches and painful. But God comes along and gives us wisdom. That's the lollipop. In our sixth grade, before we went to junior high, we had a variety show. And my teacher came up to me and asked me if I would work with three of the special education students. And so when I saw that they had Down syndrome, I knew that my classmates and friends would make fun of me. But I said I would do it anyway. So my teacher gathered us around and says, the teacher said, I'll play the piano and you can sing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I discovered three things about my new colleagues. They couldn't sing, they didn't know how to dance, but they knew how to be happy. Oh, they were thrilled to be in a variety show, and they were going to get to sing and dance in front of people, and that they had a new friend, me. They liked me, and I like to be liked. Their energy and their fun spirit won me completely over. And every Friday afternoon, we got together and we rehearsed. And then it was the big day. It was the day of the variety show, and it was our turn, and we walked out single file on stage, and we were shaking our hat tops and carrying our umbrellas, and we did the flipper flapper, and then we did the nice paranoid with our umbrella, and then we did the head stack behind the curtains, and at the end, the last note we sang in harmony as we slid across the floor. And then when we were all done, we stood up and locked arms and gave a bow to the audience, and we looked out, and they were standing, clapping. I don't know, it was a minute, 5 minutes, it went on for a long time. It wasn't because we were good. We were horrible. But we were fun. Everybody liked us. Everyone was laughing and enjoying themselves. It was a great moment. You know, life can be tough. It can be stitches, Down syndrome. Life can hit us hard. But God came and gave us wisdom. And when life gets hard, you grab onto that orange lollipop. And if you do, you'll always be happy. Always.